Well, it's not actually a new bill. It's just an amended idea. Mm-hmm. Our initial bill was to use bond as or debt to finance the other debt. And that wasn't an idea that the Senate or some other leadership was willing to go forward with. They all recognized the need for new schools in Baltimore City. So they came up with, on their own, money for this, as opposed to money to finance the debt, as opposed to debt financing the debt. And yes, $20 million from Baltimore City has been committed. $20 million from the Baltimore City school system is committed. And the state of Maryland has committed $20 million from proceeds from lottery sales. That is about $60 million. And if you do the math over a 10-year period, that would finance $1 billion worth of bonds to build new schools in Baltimore City or to rehabilitate schools in Baltimore City.
Does that get you where you wanted to be compared to the other bill? Or
it doesn't get, no, it doesn't get us where we wanted to be. We were looking at 60 or 70. Mm-hmm. But trust me, you know, 40 new schools this time, a couple, you know, 4 years from, 5 years from now, will be, I'll be feeling a lot better about, look, I told Aaron this earlier. We visited schools where the kids are wearing coats in the middle of the winter because the heat don't work. There's no school in Baltimore City that has potable water. They bring in bottles of water and don't even try to use the bathrooms. You wait till you get home. So, I mean, basic thing. I mean, if you told this to somebody in Montgomery County, they would say, what? It's a, you know, the basic things for educational needs, we have to have new schools would do that.